Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm absolutely delighted to be here with you today. You know, we've had a kind of a rough July, so I'm actually delighted to be anywhere today. But I'm especially glad to be here. We're up and running again, and we'll be live on the air, of course, today and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the fabulous, truly fabulous, stereo, WBLQ 1230, Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com. While you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. Check it out. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever's happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it's all about you. So I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the, here's the tongue twister, instant feedback box. Do it either way. We'd love to hear from you. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. It's a compelling and inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering personal tools which can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller and has won three literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're really happy about that, and it's our thank you to you for giving us a call today or participating in some form in our program. 800-930-2819. With me today, as always, is my partner in all things wonderful, the amazing John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hey, Sandy. It's great to be here today and great for you to be here today. I'll tell you that for sure.
It is. It's been quite a, quote, adventurous, unquote, a month. But before we even get into that, I want to just make sure that I say thank you to everyone out there for their beautiful support and prayers and their healing energy. It worked. Here I am. I especially want to thank Chris at WBLQ. I just love you, Chris. I think you're the greatest. And the whole WBLQ crew, especially our go-to guy there, our engineer, Brian, who is also equally fantastic. And a special thank you to the amazing Dr. Pat, the whole TTR staff, for their kindness and their ever-present support. My heart is really, really full. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone. So, John, here we are today after the events. And the event was on the 4th of July, the fireworks, the flashing lights went from outside where they were supposed to be to inside where they're definitely not supposed to be. And little sections of my brain started shutting down small quadrant by small quadrant as I had a cluster of mini strokes. And I'm really fortunate that they were mini strokes because the recovery was total. But in the moment, it wasn't sure how that was going to turn out. And I'm so blessed and so fortunate and have been building strength every day for the last 4 weeks. Now here we are back on the air.
So happy about that, too. It's been an emotional ride. I mean, from the first time on the evening of the 4th, all of a sudden you were sitting there watching one of our favorite television programs, and you said, "I've never seen those people before. What program is that?" And I said, "Well, that's this character, and that's the name of the program." And she said, "I don't recognize them. They don't make any sense to me." And that was the beginning where I started to get a little concerned. I said, what's this about? I knew you were joking for a second. I thought you were, but then I thought, no. But you persisted in the acknowledgement that you did not understand what was happening. And that alarmed me, quite frankly. And it was at a moment of reflection and a brief moment to check something out. And I realized these are symptoms of a stroke. Confusion and so on. You didn't have any of the other signs at the moment, but then eventually your speech started to slur a little bit. And I said, "Honey, this is what this is. Hospital's 4 minutes away. We're getting in the car and going." Had a presence of mind, I would have called 911, had the ambulance come and take you. But we went to the emergency room, and the journey in that room was incredible. I saw you lose all speech and basically all most recognition. And frankly, it scared the hell out of me. And I got worried, of course, but I realized that I couldn't go into fear. I had to remain calm and directed and saying, this is what we need to do. The last thing I needed to do was to go into fear, and because that would, you'd automatically pick that up. And that would not help anyone, neither you nor me. So then we just started working together in the emergency room. So about talking.
Well, one of the things that I was aware of in the emergency room was that I really wasn't sure I was going to get out of this one. And the only thing I knew for absolute sure was that it was out of my hands. And then I almost immediately found myself reaching for words because I couldn't form the words. And you and one of our sons was there, and you would kind of sound out a garbled sound with me and then give me the word.
And then I would repeat it to you, and then Nick would also repeat it to you, and you repeat it back. You try again, it would garbled, we'd repeat it back, and you would say it again. And it was obviously a focused attempt on your part to want to be able to speak, to express yourself. And then you would go from one word where you get it and you'd say it back perfectly, then to another word and begin building over a period of about 45 minutes, an hour, the speaking ability, which I thought was amazing.
It was a gift that I was able to do. I think I was just drawn to keep practicing. It actually was over a period of about 2 or 3 hours, but y'all hung in there beautifully. And what I was conscious of was trying to say the word, get the word, and then memorize the word. You know, just hold it there because they still weren't flowing naturally. But I think it kept... helped to keep that neural pathway open. I don't know that scientifically, but it's my intuitive feeling, and I know that it was a gift, and it was a gift also to have some place to put consciousness, something to focus on, something to reach for, because I couldn't, just as you couldn't express fear, I knew I couldn't get lost in an emotion about whether or not I would make it. I just had to find what could I do. And that's a long-term thought process as far as a way of life, a thing to do that when on our worst day, if we can find one thing we can do, if it's just get out of bed, if it's just open the drapes, if we can find one thing we can do, we can start to build. So I was blessed. I was protected that night. I was surrounded by love and support and people who could interpret me and who stood by me all night, because we were both up forever for like 36 hours before we slept and I got out of the hospital. But it was, it ended up being that place of, in the midst of the trauma, in the midst of the challenge, there was this great gift of love and possibility. And although the first couple of weeks were a little bit hard, and certainly that's a very traumatic experience when suddenly you your brain starts to shut down. So I had to deal with the natural emotions from that that trauma, but also watching me get stronger and being so grateful for my spirit and this body, which works and continues to work really, really hard to put itself all back together again. I'm grateful.
Well, it's doing a marvelous job. And I placed calls to some people who, with their healing circles, worked energetically to work with you. And it went from when you first got into the ER, you couldn't remember your daughter's name, and to today, where you have fluency with what you're speaking, and your memory is fantastic, and your attitude is spectacular, and you have a joy in your heart. And so the rough part of that emotional journey is behind us, although there still right. can be a residual emotional component, that like a post-traumatic stress thing that right. can go on in the body that just need to be aware of and work with.
But most of that truly is past, as it does in for all of us in any situation. You know, as a younger woman, one of the great beacons of my life was a quote from Camus. And he said, "In the midst of winter, I have found within me an invincible summer." And that July 4th, this past July 4th, was the midst of winter for me. And there is a summer available. There is a promise on the other side of it, that we hold the hope in the light of that. So always look for it. In the midst of winter, still there is an invincible, a summer, a hope, a help that is greater than the circumstance. We are going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and this is The Sandy Brewer Show.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey. If you or loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're happy that you're with us today. We're happy that we're with you today. And right before the break, we were talking about a quote, it's more than a slogan, that was a guidepost for me for so many years, especially in my younger life. And that is, in the midst of winter, I have found within me an invincible summer. So when unusual things happen or unexpected things happen or hurtful things happen, if we can remember that at life at its bleakest, there's a place of hope within that we can reach for. There's a light that's greater than the dark. That's the whole purpose of my book, Pursuit of Light. There's always a light greater than the dark. There's a life greater than the dark. And we have a call. Chris is on the phone. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm actually quite good. Tell me what's on your mind today, my dear.
Well, I wasn't able to connect with some technical difficulties to the first part of the show, so I appreciated the recap you just had. And I do have an unexpected situation going on in my life. I was recently diagnosed as having a thyroid cancer. And no previous obvious symptoms, was at the doctor for an unrelated issue, and a nodule was found during a routine neck exam. So I'm feeling fairly grounded with this, with what felt like out of nowhere diagnosis and what needs to occur. But I also find myself at times expending a lot of energy, reigning in anxiety about things I can't control, like is the cancer spreading, fears about the surgery, needing to rely on others. So my question in all this is, what do we do when things like this happen that we can't predict, and how to stay out of the fear and bring things back to a centered place and back to a place of feeling safe?
Okay. First of all, honey, I'm sorry, because I know that you're going to be okay, but I also know how difficult it is and how scary it is. So I'm sorry that you have to go through that, and I'll hold the higher good and the higher watch with you that all is well. The hard part about something, whether it's during the first segment of the show, I explained that I had just gone through a series of mini strokes on the 4th of July and was recovering from that. And you're going through a thyroid cancer and some, I would imagine, future treatment for that. So when we have these unexpected things, there is a trauma to that. It's almost like a PTSD that you experience for a while, because it pulls the rug underneath your feet, out from underneath your feet, and it shakes up your reality. And the hard part about it is everybody else's reality goes on the same, but yours is different. Do you know? Mm-hmm. And so you have to deal with that. If you've got a good, strong team around you, it helps. But even so, they can't do it for you. They can surround you while you're doing it, but you're the one who needs to have, who is going to have the experience. What happens is doubt sets in. And when doubt sets in, I was talking about in the midst of winter, I have found within me the invisible summer. When we're having that shock thing and that difficulty in working through the reality of the situation, the pragmatic reality of what we're dealing with, doubt starts to set in. And instead of finding the invincible summer, we kind of find the midst of winter. Do you see what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
So we get caught in the barrenness, in the lack of hope, in the lack of promise. And then we start to self-examine. We question ourselves. We get angry with the world. We get angry with ourselves. We get angry with God. We get scared about whatever procedures we may agree to or need to have in order to ensure our future years. In that process, if you cannot deny that you feel that way, like when the fear comes up, like the one that you mentioned was cancer spreading, right?
Right.
This cancer's gonna spread, because that's what cancers do. Everybody knows that, right? So when you get caught up in that general misinformation and get drawn into it, the first thing you need to do, and this is a difference than how people, maybe other people would teach it, is not to deny it, but acknowledge that's a fear. When you acknowledge that's a fear, we're going to name it a fear, not a truth. That's a fear. When you acknowledge that it's a fear, you actually reduce resistance, and it lets you have more energy to find the promise and the hope and the fulfillment of the healing. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, yep, I do.
Yeah, say it back to me.
When the fear comes up, acknowledge mm-hmm. the fear for what it is. And mm-hmm. the way I understood you say that was that then it reduces the internal resistance that we're bracing against and gives
exactly.
us energy for the hope.
And then there's another step, fortunately. Then we lay in the intention. Then we lay in the dream. Then we stand in the center of the arena of all life, and we say, this is what I'm my intention. This is what I'm putting forth in a full and loud voice. All my needs are met. My body knows how to heal itself of this and to work at its highest good.
Yeah.
Do you see that I'm taken care of, I'm protected, to call on faith instead of doubt, to call on love instead of fear? I know that I'm protected and watched over. How do you feel about that?
I like that.
I like that. So a lot of times people say, no, don't acknowledge the fear because it gives its power. No, it doesn't. Resistance empowers anything that you resist. When you acknowledge and then frame or reframe, put it in context, what you're looking at, that's what makes the difference. Do you understand? If I say, hey, you know, I have this fear, and if I have this thought, let's just begin with that. I have this thought that the cancer could spread. You begin with, I'm attached to that thought because I'm afraid it might be true. So I'm already starting to reframe it. I'm starting to say, you know, it's the fear, it's the projection, which is always a fear. It's the fear that is the problem here. And it's me working with and acknowledging that that's just a fear gives me room to say, now, what is my personal truth? And to be gentle with ourselves as we arc our way back in there. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was the night when John and I were talking about the night that I had the strokes, that I didn't give up on trying to form words, even though it was very difficult. I just kept trying to reach out, trying to form words. But then for two or three days afterwards, as far as trying to find the place where I stopped being so fragile and afraid that in the blink of an eye I could end up in worse shape and not come out of it again. The thing is, we keep reaching for it. And if with consistency we will keep reaching for that greater truth, we will be able to grab it. And it will become our anchor. It just be patient with yourself while you're reaching for it, but don't give up reaching for it. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do, and that's how we come back to safety and centeredness. And
into that place where there is this bottom line. My God and I are one. I understand I'm in a finite body. I don't want to lay it down yet. I don't expect to lay it down. Intuitively, I'm certain you are not going to lay yours down. And you don't have to trust me with that, but I'm pretty good with it. So it's like your choice, honey, but I'd go for it. Which doesn't mean you don't go through the fears anyway. But if you acknowledge them, put them in the right context, then reach for that greater truth. That's just fear talking. That's not truth talking. And when I get that organized, I can go to the truth and I can reach for it. I remember those first few days after I was ill, they were really hard as far as trying to reach for it. But if I had stopped trying, and also only surround yourself with people who are going to reflect this back to you. You know, just no negative Nellies in your life. You just don't allow it. But only people who are going to feed this back to you. We have to take a break. Can you stay for the next, at least part of the next segment? We can continue this?
Absolutely, I sure can.
That's perfect. This is the Sandy Brewer Show, and we're going to be back in just a brief, brief moment. Don't hesitate to give us a call, 800-930-2819. We'll be back in just a minute with Chris. You're going to want to hear what she has to say.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
you can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio's where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I couldn't help but laugh. I know, don't talk to the, during the music, but I couldn't help but laugh. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I'm talking about a series of strokes that I had in the last 4 weeks. Our wonderful, beautiful caller, Chris, is talking about a really difficult diagnosis that she just got with thyroid cancer. And then we're singing about what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. How do you feel about that, Chris?
It made me dance a little bit. Great song.
That was a kick.
So we couldn't have been more germane to the moment. So in the healing process, we bring laughter in whenever possible. We bring gratitude in whenever possible. And we see the irony of things whenever possible. And one of the things we just want to refresh is that projection is fear. When we project the worst, that's always because fear has taken over. And if we acknowledge that it's fear, if we can just put it in context, that it's not fact because it's the future, it's fear. And that... So what is my greater truth of what's factual? And my greater truth of what's factual, this is my language. And everybody, you know, find language that works for you. But this is what keeps pumping lifeblood through me, is that God and I are one. I am one with the source of life. It is not limited to my body, but I want to stay in my body and enjoy it. This is a great ride. So anything that takes me back to I am greater than my experience, I am greater than my personal DNA, I am greater than the challenge in the moment, and that I am one with my partnership, my best partnership, my supreme partnership is really between me and my spirit. And then I get to express that connection in my physical partnership with my husband and my family and friends, etc., etc. But that deeper interpersonal place that says that this is it. This place is God and I are one. My spirit, my essence, the core of my being, and I are one. And that will never change. So that the minute I can get to that kind of an idea, projection falls away. And then I stop letting doubt be the seed of fear, or the expression of fear, and start thinking in terms of what's the greater belief. So the greater belief is that spiritual connection. And now working with my intention, of being able to apply that connection to a specific dream that I have. Your dream is that all is well. You go through, you're going through surgery for this, honey?
I am, in a month.
Okay, that you go through the surgery. You, by the way, you're going to be fine. I actually did just pick it up that one of my big fears always was of sedation going under anesthesia. You're going to come through the surgery, and from my, this is my intuition, but I'm willing to put it out there. You are absolutely going to be just fine. They're going to find that you are just fine. They're going to take out what they need to take out and let you come on back together. And you, that will be the end of this for you, honey.
Okay.
But while you're getting there, I can hold that thought just because I picked it up intuitively. Now it's your job to hold that thought. It's your job to hold that healing light around your neck, that all of this, that the hands for the surgery, the surgeon's hands, the anesthesiologist's hands that touch your body, the nurse's hands that touch your body on that day, it's all God meeting God.
Yeah.
And you are protected in that as they give you a little leg up to take care of a little thing that needs to be taken care of. But it's all God meeting God. And you're there surrounded by these hands that are the physical form of the hands of God. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
And you hold that vision so strong and so pure is that it brings you comfort, and you know that the fulfillment of that is already a done deal. Now we're just unfolding the event, but the fulfillment of it, in the mind of God, it's already a done deal.
So just letting time catch up.
Yeah. You just got to play out the timeline. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Are you comforted by any of this? How do you feel about it?
I'm comforted by all of this.
Good.
Very, very different than how I was feeling when I called in.
How were you feeling when you called in?
Well, very, I think I was more in an anxiety place about how I was feeling, noticing things in my body and being afraid of what I didn't know.
Listen, this is some advice from somebody who did go through cancer and got it totally taken care of. Don't really focus on every little twitch in your body. You'll make yourself crazy.
Twitch a lot, huh?
It's just a twitch, honey. It's just a little cramp here, a little glitch there. It's a no thing. It doesn't have anything to do with cancer. It's just a no thing.
Sometimes a twitch is just a twitch, right?
Exactly. And if you hadn't had this diagnosis, you would remember that.
Right.
Because most of these twitches you had a long time ago. Do you see? So put it in the twitch category. And I liked what you said. Sometimes a twitch is just a twitch. And that is worth remembering.
I will put that on a note card.
Yeah, put it in the Twitch box and put it over off to the side, okay? I am grateful for you calling in today, Chris. And both John and I will hold you in love and in light and in healing. And I know that prayer works. And so you will be in our prayers too. Thank you so, so much. And just blessings to you always, my dear.
Thank you so much, and blessings back to both of you.
How good is that? It's a blessing circle. So
it is.
Have a beautiful day. Know that your healing already is. Okay, honey?
Thank you. Thank you
for calling. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm so glad that Chris called. And I think what you've been talking about is something that is so germane to so many people. And the tools that you offered were practical, and it can be applied, and so helpful in moving through the process that one moves through in a situation like this or anything else that they're dealing with.
Exactly. In that first moment of trauma, and it seems overwhelming, and these emotions are so big and so consuming, to be able to have respect for the fact that I am having this emotion and at the same time choose, and it takes guts, it takes courage, it takes focus, to be able to choose that while I am having these emotions and I'm allowing them to be released, you know, to process out of me, they are not the bottom line. They do not hold the ultimate truth. They are just a temporary passage through which I am traveling. And that makes all the difference. That changes night into day. That starts to work back to the idea that I can and I will, and that there is a protection here even when I can't see it or identify it.
Absolutely. And that's a principle that I see you apply all the time. And it's amazing. And to the best of my ability, I do the same thing. And I think that it helps bring things back into a perspective that one can, that I can work with, that I can move through and come out feeling good about everything.
You know, you really do. For this is just a personal commentary, but John and I have a really great relationship. We are very different types of people, but we have the same value system and the same things that we care about. So what I have always said to people is when you're in a foxhole, you want John. When the shooting stops, you want me to help you adjust to what happened in the foxhole. So when you were talking a little bit earlier about the symptoms of stroke, what actually happened that night is I was over by our bathroom and then coming back into the main bedroom and was saying, still saying, this is weird, something's wrong. And you just walked over to me and in the calmest voice possible said to me, this is what I know about the symptoms of stroke, and listed them. And I said, because I'm kind of anti-hospital as a way of life, I'm more alternative medicine than traditional medicine. And the next day when I talked to our daughter, she said, Mom, how did he get you to go to the hospital? And I said, he just spoke very calmly in a way that I could understand it. And it made sense. But that's the magic of your strength. We all have our strengths. What we need to remember is just because we may express them differently doesn't mean they're not valid, and it doesn't mean it's not worth honoring. We need to let ourselves respect ourselves, trust ourselves, learn with ourselves, and really, really, really value ourselves. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often, but when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned
about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. Before we get into the next segment, I wanted to bring up something about Sandy's fantastic book, Pursuit of Light. The feedback we're getting on it is just so gratifying. We just recently got an email from Bonnie in Florida who said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just received my copy of Sandy's book, Pursuit of Light. I couldn't put it down. Truly a woman of great courage. She is so inspiring. It's a compelling read. We love to get emails like that. And what we're doing is we're having a red hot summer special reading sale beginning today. And if you order your copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light, for your summer reading, you'll be able to get it at a special summer, reading sale. A price of $9.97 and no shipping, no sales tax. It's very clean that way. And you get a free bonus also of her audio program, Six Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, for which you've also gotten a lot of positive feedback on. So simply go to sandybrewer.com. On the left, you'll see a sign, a little tab says Pursuit of Light, the book. Click there, go order your copy, and add it to your shopping cart, and at checkout, enter the discount code SUMMER, and you'll get your special copy for only $9.97. So order today. You'll be glad you did. And Sandy, I've read your book so many times and continue to, and every time I read it, I get something else out of it. And I'm always touched by part of the chapter 33 where you close, It's such an inspiring thing for me. Would you share that with us, please?
I'd be glad to. And I'm just going to share a part of it. So I hope it may sound like I'm jumping in the middle of something, which I basically am. But I love this chapter too. And here's an excerpt from it. Emerging was forming inside of me, a oneness that was beginning to hum in harmony within me. The different parts of me were no longer segmented in private, disjointed compartments. They were just aspects of me that I could take out and express and experience at any time, like outfits in my closet. But they were no longer separate from each other. They were part of the whole. I could be funny, smart, the teacher, the student. I could be technologically challenged, never able to remember my zip code, bullheaded, stubborn, and on occasion, just plain stupid. And still, and still not be separated from the all of me. I realize that life is not about yin and yang. It's yin in yang, yang in yin. It's the gentleness of strength and the strength of gentleness. It's about the flow that is the song of the spirit of me, moving through all of its segments, moving through me. My life had not been about pain and suffering. I lived for God's sake. It's been a celebration, a symphony, a resurrection unfolding. It's been an opportunity to experience in this lifetime a soul's truth so much greater than pain and isolation and aloneness. To be resurrected, I reflected to myself, to breathe life into that which I thought was dead. My sojourn is to remember that the darkness is a part of the light, but it can never fully obscure it. To search out that light, and if I don't find it today, to be doubly determined to discover it tomorrow, to let the wisdom of the laughing Buddha have voice in me. And that's my song, the cracking open of a once wounded heart, the experience of love, the journey of rising from the ashes of that within me, which I once felt was surely dead. The discovery of the light of the midst of in the midst of darkness, the resurrection of hope, the healing of pain, and the promise of a new day, for which with each dawn comes the light. And that's from Pursuit of Light. And one of the reasons that I did this Red Hot Summer Special is I really want to make this book available to anybody who wants it, to make it as easy to get as possible. Just last week, a woman in her 20s read it and spoke to me and said it was a life-changing book because it just speaks about, here's how we can face anything. Here's the promise of us no matter what. I want to let that idea and some of those ideas be available to you if you want them. So don't forget the special and just fill in the word summer and you're going to get a hardcover book at a very soft cover price.
And you'll get so much out of it as well. I certainly have. So I'm glad you came up with that idea, Sandy.
I am too. I thought it's a good thing. One of the things that we just have a couple minutes, so we're just going to hit on this for a second, John, is that the idea that the buck stops here with choice, that we always have this choice. We're going to explore that more in another show because we got off on all kinds of different tangents today based on current experiences. But the idea that we have choice, and that's so much about Pursuit of Light. It was the idea that we have choice. I wrote that book not as a therapeutic process for me because I had fortunately already completed that, but just to offer hope and promise to anybody who's feeling in a quagmire or in a stuck place. And when I say to you, you have choice, that doesn't mean you have fault. It doesn't mean that whatever the circumstance is, there's something lacking in you that you have it, but you have choice. And one of the things we take in order to have choice, we take out of the equation is victim. So victim as an identity is something that I had to absolutely let go of and ended up doing so with great pleasure because life was much better without the illusion, the identity of victim. So when doesn't mean you haven't had experiences in which you felt like a victim or a victimized, but it's not who you are. Pursuit of Light will help you see that no matter how many broken bulbs there are about around you, there's one great bright one that's burning. Go to the website, look at the cover. You'll know what I mean. I, as I said at the beginning of this show, I'm so happy to be with you today. I am truly happy to be anywhere, but it was especially good to be here. Have a great week.
Thanks so much to all of you for listening. Thanks to Chris for her call and the emails we've received. We're so glad that you joined in the conversation today on the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to take your questions for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. Our phone lines are always open and no subject is off limits, so we invite you to turn on, tune in, to listen, and call in with your questions or email them to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. The show airs every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio and Stereo 1230 AM WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. You can also listen to past shows by going to the archives at sandybrewershow.com. Take advantage today of your red-hot summer sale by ordering your copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light, at the special summer sale price of $9.97. Simply go to sandybrewer.com, click on the tab for the book, place your order with the discount code SUMMER, and get a free gift, too. Do it today. Thanks to our fantastic engineer today, Brian. Thanks, Brian. And may you all have a fantastic week.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.